I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It's a really wonderful way to cultivate and develop a meditation practice. It doesn't have to be for very long. Just try to meditate once in the morning and once at night. Today I want to talk about meditation and eating. You may be asking yourself, what do meditation and eating have to do with each other? Actually, a great deal. Because during your day, what happens is we get so busy that we're not 100% present with what is, and we're really missing out on wonderful experiences that occur throughout the day. So today, after you're done listening to this meditation, what I want for you to do is when you're eating, I want you to eat slowly. I want you to eat with presence and be 100% aware of what you're eating. Take the scoop of whatever the food is, put it in your mouth, taste it, feel the sensations in your mouth, and find that the food isn't so much better when you take your time, when you don't hurry, and you learn to eat mindfully with presence. What happens is in our lives, we get so busy, the most scrumptious meal can be eaten in haste, and then we don't enjoy the food. It just quickly passes us by. I don't know if any of you can remember, but remember a holiday where someone, perhaps a mother or grandmother, spent a great deal of time cooking food for you and others, and you ate it so quickly that she was really disappointed. Because you didn't eat it slowly, you really didn't eat it with consciousness, you more consumed it because you were so hungry. And part of living well, part of living healthily, is to take one breath at a time, being 100% present with what is, and then what you'll find is food is so much better, so much more wonderful when you practice it with presence. And meditation, which is all about following your breath, being present, losing the mental commentary, allows you to live and eat with far more richness, far more beauty. And what you'll find is the food just tastes better, often much, much better. When we hurry through our eating and our meal, we really miss out on allowing the food and the pleasure of eating to occur. Why we suffer in life so much, not just with eating, but in general, is because we really miss out on all the beauty that's always around us. It's very simple. It's there with a bird singing, a sunset, a smile from a friend, reading a good book, but really savoring life. And in this podcast, learning to savor food. So stop hurrying when you're eating and eat more slowly. Take a pause between each breath and just enjoy your meal. Enjoy being with the food. Enjoy the presence of just being. Because when you are, life is rich, life is full, life is truly wonderful. So the key here is when you eat, eat slowly, enjoy the food, really taste it. If you quickly put it in your mouth, you're really not going to enjoy it if it doesn't spend time with your taste buds. God gave us these wonderful taste buds so that we can enjoy our food. And we now have so many foods out there and restaurants that we can go to. And we have a lot of choices as humans as to what we eat. So let's enjoy that process. Let's be with our eating and not hurry through. Of course, this means you have to set aside a little bit of time for eating and don't be doing other things at the same time. Just enjoy your food. It can really be a wonderful experience and enhance your life. And as a side benefit, when you eat more slowly and eat more mindfully, what you'll find is your body now will register, oh, I'm full. Typically, when we rush through our food, by the time it reaches our belly and it registers to our brain, we're stuffed. This way, what you'll find is, and it's a pretty neat byproduct of eating mindfully, eating in a meditative way, is that you'll fill up and feel yourself being filled up. So eat slowly and find the benefits of enjoying your food, not having to eat as much, being present with your meal, and really finding how enjoyable a meal can be. If you like the experience of doing this with Elizabeth and I, we have some retreats set up, and part of the retreat will be learning to eat mindfully and with presence. So come join us. To learn more about the retreats, please go to www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. May you have a beautiful week, and I look forward to spending time with you next week. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.